logo be emblazoned upon a magical talisman, no label shall ever impart its influence upon the triumvirate which constitutes the inquisitive parcel of this roundest of tables. We are among friends, and there be no labels here. Let the no label round table commence!
What's up, everybody? This is Sean
and Joe.
Miranda.
And this is the No Label Roundtable Podcast.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're all excited to be here. All right, Miranda, what have you got to say about this special episode?
Well, this is one of hopefully a few that we're going to be doing to prep for the Small Business Saturday event that Rally is doing in conjunction with Backwards, November 26th. We are trying to put on a really big Small Business Saturday event this time around where Backwards will have a pop-up bar, so there'll be drinks, we'll have shuttles that will take people all around downtown, we'll have a map of where to go, we'll have a rallying starting point as well as a wrapping station that will be charging, but it'll be worth it because it'll be the best wrapping you've seen in your life. But we just want to come together and really help all the local businesses this year get as much business as they can and deserve.
Basically, what you described to me was like the absolute ideal shopping experience.
Exactly.
I don't shop. I don't like the word shopping.
Right.
I'm not going to go off about it, but to me, like buying things, that's a functional activity that I do. I need a thing, I buy it. When people are like shopping, you know, it's like, oh. I mean,
right.
Just start walking around looking at shit and see how...
That's something I do when the lady's mad at me.
So, to be able to go downtown and be like, here's your awesome Backwards drink.
Right?
You know,
Backwards.
How about you go check out what's right downtown and, you know, that sounds awesome.
Exactly.
That sounds relaxing and enjoyable.
So, for those of you who don't know about Backwards, which I'm sure there's very few people who do it by this point, but they're our local distiller. They're located right out in Mills on...
Progress Circle.
They have a wonderful tasting room with a magnificent atmosphere, and their drinks are truly, I've lived in a lot of places, and they really are the best drink. It's like the highest end type stuff that you could ever hope to taste, and
it's alchemy. It's truly.
I just can't
believe it. It's the best stuff I've ever.
They're the chefs of drinks, so
yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. But so. Rally Magazine, which is the magazine that we do this podcast for. We're all about local shopping, and yeah, so we've teamed up with Backwards to bring this event.
We're very excited to do so.
So
absolutely.
Check it out. Begin the date?
November 26th. Be there.
Be downtown, November 26th.
It's Small Business Saturday.
It's not
Black Friday. It's Small Business Saturday.
After you've been blasted in the face with a flamethrower.
It's about saving your money, for the local community, because as much as you hear that your local dollars stay here and blah blah blah, and you may never actually realize where that money goes, you might never see how it stays in the community, but it's just simple economics that if you spend your money here, it will stay in our community. And like, especially right now with the economic downturn, that's where we need our money to stay. It goes against everything we should be doing to just be giving our money to corporations that have billions upon billions of dollars already. And
yes.
you might end up paying a few dollars more, but you'll see it come around to you in the end eventually. And that's what it's all about.
Okay.
It truly is about getting through this thing together.
Turns into Halloween candy that your kid is going to trick or treat for.
Mm.
It stays here.
Yes.
In your neighborhoods. Yeah.
So we will be talking to local business owners and getting their stories of how they started and how they became a local business, and just so you can get to know some of these awesome people. So today we have with us Jackie from Jackie's Bistro in downtown Cass.
Yeah, what's up? Jackie Anderson in the house. Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
we
for
like
being
musicians
here.
On our show.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I am totally tickled and thrilled to be here.
Well, we're really, really happy that you're here. And we want to know, how did you start cooking and when did that begin for you? And how did Jackie's Bistro come to be in fruition?
Wow. I guess it all starts with, when people ask me, that's farm, 4-H, and family.
Nice.
So my mother came from a farm, German farm, and so we would go there for harvest, and the woman would be in the kitchen at like 3:30 in the morning, getting ready for all the hired hands and the rest of the family to get together, and then it'd be like a restaurant. You'd have to get everything prepped up and ready, and then clean up afterwards, and then get ready for the mid-breakfast, after breakfast, and then get ready for lunch, then get ready for break, and then dinner time was always fun. So it started there. My dad, Ralph Anderson, he was a fireman here for almost 30 years. He was also the cook for the fire department, David Street Fire Station. That was his station.
Cool. Love that place.
And so he got to do that. I have a lot of stories about that. And my whole family cooks. We have Andersons and Larsons, and every single one of us, I think, cook. I'm the only one, though, that actually did the restaurant thing.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
But you all have that as a shared passion.
Yeah, cool. And, you know, it's all about family and community.
Right.
And I think that's a lot with restaurant,
right.
With relationships. Right. So I started my first restaurant in 1994. You were just a little pup there, Sean.
And I agree to be a slightly bigger pup. Yeah. Worked for you for a little while.
That's right. That's right. And we had Garden Creek Cafe. And we were also one of the first ones after Susie passed on to do sushi.
Oh, wow.
Believe
it
or not.
That was my first time there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Susie.
I was before, when we had Susie sushi, that's
dude,
right.
That's the first sushi I ever tasted.
Yeah, too. Really? That was my first sushi.
And that was a great experience, right?
It was actually, I ate, so my first sushi experience, I don't know what to do. And I was like, cool. So I had a piece of ginger and was like, what is that, gasoline?
Yeah.
And then I had a piece of wasabi. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I was like, this is going to be rough because I want to love sushi. So sushi.
You know, there's a gal, Casper gal. She's Pat Dixon's daughter named Darcy Dixon. She's going to probably hate me for saying this. But we used to go to Susie's and we were wasabi warriors. And we would have contests to see how much wasabi we could put on a bowl.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so we did a sushi on center. I was at with Garden Creek for 10 years, so 94. Then closed that down. You know, things were starting to happen. Now, incidentally, when I started, we were kind of coming out of bust, and I was one of six restaurants, you know, and so we were trying to, literally the sagebrush was going down Center Street. And then by the time that I closed up Garden Creek, we had about 26 establishments around, so you can see how, you know, we get out of our boom and bust, and when we do get out of our bust, it's nice. Now, restaurants, an excellent thing for Casper in terms of our variety, but we have to also be cautious because our population, you know, we always everybody compares us to say Rapid City, but we have different economy, we have different environment, and I have a saying: if you can do it in Casper, you can do it anywhere. You usually have everything going against you. The economics, the economy, the population, the weather, the mentality.
What's your visit times?
And so I've been, now I have my bistro, Jackie's Bistro. We're going on our third year, December 21st.
Awesome.
3 years.
Wow, awesome.
But the cool part is that through this process, we found out I made a profit, which is unheard of for a restaurant.
So restaurant, yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Congrats.
So in terms of... you know, viability, I get to watch downtown, you know, and Sean and I, we've discussed it, a lot of things that happen.
It's a great spot, right?
It's great.
The tower. You're like on the freaking karate.
I'm actually at the most perfect place in terms of a restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm now starting to advertise just to get the word out because there's still people that don't know. Going back to supporting local economy, it doesn't just take us to go shopping around Christmas time.
Right.
Local economy starts with just me, just you or whatever. You know, you work for the city. I know that a lot of city people used to buy their shoes at Wolford Shoes.
Right, absolutely. So we still talk about it.
Right, and so we start with the local economy.
Right.
All my clothes, my work clothes, come from FC Outlet, Fashion Crossroads.
Oh, they're awesome.
Don Stevenson's been down there for, over 30 years. I probably don't eat out at the chains because I do support mom and pop. Mm-hmm. You know, we got Susie Bosco. It's been in business. She's one of my idols, of my mentors.
Yeah.
And she keeps plugging away.
That's great. She's, I mean, it's awesome. You can go there and eat, and you can go get a hug from her.
That's right. And, it, and seeing that's about relationships. I've been at Bosco since I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
So every birthday, football ball, prom, anniversary, special occasion, you name it. It's usually at Bosco's, and so I always wanted to create a restaurant like that.
Yeah,
which I think we have. You know, obviously, when I opened up, it was awesome because it was like reunion time, and I had my old Garden Creek people come back, and so it's a great feeling at this point.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, I do. I my linens come from Alsco.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I encourage people. I do a 10% discount, usually for everybody, but for you know, for people for downtown, the employees and the merchants. You know, merchants, we have to start learning to share the wealth.
Yeah,
we just need to start visiting each other's business.
It's,
that's
it's
one thing
teamwork.
That's interesting is there are, you can tell when people have a like some staying power in their business when they recognize that, okay, look, it's a small pool.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I'm in competition with all these people.
Right.
That means I'm trying to do the same thing they are.
Right.
And if I watch out for them, it's better for me as an organism.
It'll be reciprocated.
If I if okay, you're new in town now, I've been doing this thing, rather than hoarding the little pile you have, hey, do you I can buy my whatever from you now, you know, you can return the favor. We now have a, you know, a relationship with each other. We need each other.
The advantage about Casper and the population in Wyoming in general, especially when we're in a downturn, it gets us more creative. It shows us where we can do things.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that we've done it. We've brainstormed and you know, we'll go into another subject, and now we have this group, an incubator group called Breakthrough 307. Which is a Casper-supported entrepreneurial group, which I'm trying to get everybody I know possible that has a great idea, and they just put it to down to paper. And
I love that.
And you know, and that's another thing about this podcast and just being able to speak about our economy. I don't ever say we're in a slump. We're in a downturn.
Yeah.
But I don't notice, I know that we have a lot of people leaving, but a lot of those people weren't from here in the first place.
Right.
You know, they came here when the jobs were here.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So, but the rest of us are the ones that have an education. They, we were on some of my friends were on unemployment for 3 or 4 months, but by gum, they got hired, you know, and they got hired with benefits.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the rest of them that need to get a degree or two are going up to Casper College on, you know, their Pell grants or scholarships.
Right. Yep.
And, so you see, you know, when you say Casper keeps on, we pull up our bootstraps and we keep going. And I see a lot of entrepreneurial spirit during the down times because we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're like, oh,
it's
now we have time to figure out something and it can work. And, you know, obviously we always depend on our natural resources and minerals and coal and gas. But the second thing is tourism.
Right.
You know, and, you know, as a restaurant, that's important.
Right.
Now, I remember when we were the armpit of Wyoming.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that people just passed through Casper. They they stopped at the closest gas stations to the interstate. But, you know, they would never go downtown.
Yeah.
Right.
And they didn't, and there was no reason for them to.
No, why?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's totally different now. Now, I say we're the heart of we're the
downtown heart. Is the cultural, not just the mercantile, but the cultural centerpiece.
Yeah.
It's the heart of Casper. It really is.
Yeah.
Because anybody that passes through here, that's where they're going to go.
And that's
can
where
I,
they do.
Can I throw something that's a little off topic here, but it sort of hits a sore spot in my heart? The fact that they're taking down half of Casper downtown skyline bums me out. We're losing the big, you know, onion bloom. And
that's
the
a local
desert.
Sentiment.
It's a cool
thing.
It's
a
local sentiment.
But the reality is that it was made out of concrete, and and that's a hazard. And, you know, when they built that, they just built things.
I know.
It's like the 60s and 70s. They dropped the ceilings, put the fake stuff on there.
Exactly.
This is a great idea.
But I mean, like, that truly is, if you want, because, like, our last city manager, John Patterson, like, he, you know, he was always talking about, you know, I think he commissioned the YO City logo with AdBay and stuff, and like, but he wanted Casper to be like a brand, like Casper is the YO City, like come here, explore here, you know, it's our brand.
Yes.
Well, you have to have a cultural under
tone
current to make people want to and to have people enjoy to themselves while they're here and to believe
to
in
believe it.
And I also like how you pronounced it. Wyo City, not Wyosity.
Yeah,
don't rhyme it with a word that sounds like. I mean, Wyo City, Wyo City.
Yes,
yeah. You just say Wyo City.
Some of my coworkers are like.
But I'll tell you what: the tourists that come here, they don't call it Wyo City; they call it the Oil City, yeah. And it always will be the Oil
True,
City.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really think that, unfortunately, I think it.
Yeah.
No, so I'm stuck with it.
Oil City, you know what you're talking about.
Right.
So I think that, like, it is so important, and whether, like, people realize it or not, like, we have so many, you know, like, city council members and, like, higher-ups that want so badly for Casper to be thriving and to be able to support itself during times like this that we're having this, like, realization, this, like, stark reality, you know, like, whoa, the fucking oil just went out from under us. We're fucked. You know, well, dude, now it's time to start getting creative. It's time to start embracing the local culture and building ourselves up from, like, what seems to me to be the simplest and, you know, most available thing that's been there this whole time. It's to embrace local culture, even if that might be some new age stuff or whatever. Well, the world changes and so does culture. And, but, you know, it's been really great to see since I've been a kid, like, the different ways that downtown has grown and changed, and it's got its own burgeoning economy. But I think inclusion is one of those things that still needs to be tackled, and just like everybody working together, because it is an organism that it will eventually only see its heyday when everyone works together to make it that way.
It's got to be an everybody wins situation,
right? And the most important thing, too, and I'll have to tell a story about Raleigh, because I had to defend Raleigh today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's just because I'm almost 50 years old. I know that's hard to believe, but I have to. I know, huh?
You don't look it, Jackie.
No, Jackie, not at all.
But I'm dealing with kids that... The music that I think is a good song, they weren't even born yet, right? So I'm dealing with people that are in their 60s that had businesses downtown.
Right.
And so with Raleigh, there was a comment saying, well, they're, you know, it just is too flashy and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I had to sit back because I love Raleigh. And I'm like, listen, first of all, what is the one thing that we always complain about, what we always bitch about? We always bitch about our young and our young people,
right,
and all those people that the millennials, I guess that's the term now, we want them to stay here, right?
Right.
Don't give them a magazine that looks like that
you like.
Yeah.
They like what you do.
Yeah, and that's what I said. But I said, when you look at Raleigh, they used our parking garage. Those were outstanding scenes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember we didn't have a parking garage, and I felt a connection to Raleigh.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to connect your market, the younger market, to what I'm trying to do, right?
Exactly.
So, but I had explained that to an older merchant
that
just was like, it's too flashy, it's too much, and
this
and
this.
And they don't understand, like, we're trying to help them. That's the point of Rally.
Yeah, they're trying to get you there, to get to your store, and they're trying to show that we're kind of hoop.
No one's trying to scam anyone
we're hip, and then Casper isn't. Now, we were talking about the Eclipse group, and that's something else. Well, I guess we can discuss a little bit. But, you know, people that are going to come to Casper are going to expect the Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. But we shouldn't, you know, and we can have that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, because we have it.
We do have it.
I love
but
it.
It's
we part can of my heritage.
You can create anything new.
But we can also have... other things.
Absolutely.
And we can have bands, and we can have things that are different. You know, like, it's not about the group bands anymore. My son does that. It's all that techno. See, I'm aging myself, because I, you know, that's it. It's all about electronics and the show and the experience,
right?
And so with downtown, it's the same thing.
Right.
Incidentally, we did have a meeting this morning with the merchants, going back to supporting local, and I'm trying to get the merchants to get to the 21st century.
Right.
We don't even have a website. Which is, I'm like, wow.
Right. Yeah.
You guys, and so, and right now they've, you know, voted for this and voted for that. And I'm like, first of all, those things are in my drawer.
Yeah.
You never remember them.
Right.
And why don't we get a website? And better yet, when I went to a food show in Denver for my restaurant, guess what they did? They had apps.
Right.
So when I didn't have time to talk to somebody, but I was interested in a product,
beep, Yeah.
Guess what I want to do now? Uh-huh. I want to have a web page for downtown, and I want an app for downtown, and I want my little bistro to say, hey, you want to put a to-go order in? Exactly. Do you want to know when gumbo day is?
Exactly.
And guess what? If you go to Jackie's Place and go to Alpen Glow and then go to Sonic Rainbow, you'll get 10% off.
They may hate that and they may be like dragging their heels. I know they are, but reality is that is what people want.
It is.
That is the most convenient thing.
And it's not regardless of what you want. That's the way the world is going.
Yeah. And that's right.
Exactly.
You can embrace it.
Where it is.
You don't have to embrace it, but I'm sorry, but that's the direction the world is going.
Then you're not. Then you
have to.
Can I throw one out there while we're talking about apps? That would be awesome. I mean, I'm all about, you know, I would like an app that says when HQ is running low on their brisket.
Wouldn't that be cool, though?
Or on the prime rib. No, sorry, the prime rib. I just always go. When they're doing the prime rib, I want to know, get your ass down here now. We got two.
You can even take it a step
because
further.
Because I always show up.
With an app, right? You can have a relationship. You know when Jackie makes gumbo on Thursday, right? I have people that call me to make sure we don't run out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were talking about apps today, and that's even taking even a step further, emojis. Remember how in the Pizza Hut one or the Domino's, you see the little man making the pizza?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then you'll have a little Jackie taking the order. Little Jack emojis. Little rally emojis, right?
Yes.
Well, Jackie, I love how forward thinking you've always been. And like you have been like the bright spirited like stepchild in a lot of ways of like the downtown, you know, community. With like your business associates and stuff, and but like, you know, and everyone downtown is just so amazing and pleasant, and I love being around them. And like, it does make me wonder. Like, it's like, dude, like you have to realize that this is the direction the world's going, and the kids are expecting that, you know, and like the kids are the ones that are going. They are becoming the local economy, and so
and they're going to be responsible, you know, putting your butt in the system.
You know, if you want to keep the kids in there and interested, like you don't necessarily have to start learning computer code and like doing all this stuff with a very small amount of knowledge, or you could even hire it out for not that much. You can get a website built. You can get all this kind of stuff going. You know, and it's almost, you know, it's a necessary evil. And like, well, leave it to South Park to like say something that stuck in my head the other day. But like, you know, like Stan told Kyle on this episode of South Park I was watching. Like, well, Stan, sometimes if you want to keep going, you have to take a left turn, you know? And so, like, it's like you can hit the wall, but sometimes to keep going, that's just the nature of life. Sometimes you got to take a left turn.
I think
we're
going to start having South Park smart bits from South Park by Sean.
We should.
Well, dude, they're so numerous. That could be a segment.
That's its own podcast. Sean tells you the entire episode.
This week on South Park.
So, but yeah, anyways, but back to what you were saying, though, Jackie. Like,
well, and like I said, it's really important right now that relationships are made.
Right.
Right. And that is the most important thing.
And that we communicate.
Yeah.
Right? So I was communicating with somebody about Rally.
Right.
Because I want to try, you know, like maybe 6 months from now, Rally will probably have a good deal, and we can get like maybe two or three merchants on a deal, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
It's usually what local businesses do.
Yes.
That's what my radio station, I love my new radio station, Brett Company. I tell you what, Jason Cooper's the best.
Nice.
That's a mom and pop company.
Cool.
That is a mom and pop company.
Now, what's this about, this radio station?
This is Brett Company, so this is cool, and Max 92.5.
KQUL, or what is it?
92.5.
Okay.
And then Cool.
105. Cool. No, not
103.5, I think.
Yeah, I think
103.5.
So.
Okay, now Brett Company, and here's a perfect example. Brett Company, and I love Town Square Media, but they're a national company now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And they serve nationally on top of locally. Well, you know, that's...
I'm trying to be funny. I know, exactly.
I know. I'm waiting for the black helicopters now.
Yeah.
But Brett Company is a mom-and-pop company. They, husband and wife team, took out their pension, took out their savings, took out their retirement, started this company.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really reluctant when it comes to advertising, but I still think people listen to radio. I think people still podcast.
Sure.
It's nostalgia.
Right.
It's, you know, back before TV, we were still listening. We like to be entertained by sound, right?
Oh, don't kid yourself. Nobody listens to podcasts.
Yeah, whatever. But no, that's what I'm saying.
When the robots in the future will.
When I talked to the younger kids, you know what they said? I listen to podcasts. Freak Geek Station. I listen to podcast this. I listen to podcast that. I'm like, well, this is how they communicate.
Yes, that's
how
they listen. Podcasts are growing, which is why I wanted to start a podcast.
And I agree. So.
Yes. Anyway.
But getting back to, like I said, there is a group, an entrepreneurial group started by two individuals, Charles Walsh being one of them, from the Wolcott Galleria.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Used to be my landlord.
Yeah.
He is my landlord.
I like Charles.
Charles, you're a great landlord.
Charles is awesome. He's great.
But Charles has done is he's developed this group with another gentleman from Laramie, and it's entrepreneurial or Biz 307.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're going through Breakthrough 307, which is a meeting of the minds. Amber Pollock.
Amber.
We're talking about backwards.
Oh, yeah.
She is my peer. Right,
she's
only been bitten. That was so cool. She's only been in business 2 years, right?
Right.
Yeah. And she'll say, yeah. "I've only been in business 2 years, so I'm not even an expert at this." But what she's part of this peer group. And now Amber and I have been friends and peers and stuff like that, and we've built a professional relationship on top of a business relationship. When I get my liquor license, I'll be selling, you know, backwards distillery.
Right.
But so Amber, kind of not leads it, but she's part of this group. And it is comprised of a bunch of professionals in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And let me describe this because people kind of don't understand some of the functions of some of our economic development things. CADA is our...
Casper Area Economic Development Authority?
Yes. Which does what they do.
Wow,
thank you, Sean.
Sticker for that? That's great, man.
You get a gold star.
You do get a gold star. But what that is, what CADA is that it brings economic development from other parts of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ford Casper is like the recruiting arm of CADA. It goes out there and tries to find them, right? This group is made up, and it's only Casper. But it probably, the funding does come from other places around the country, but it does concentrate on local Casper. So what happens is that you're involved in your peer group, which is awesome because when I started my business, my first restaurant, I had nobody.
Yeah.
I had no support.
Right.
I had no idea. I had to learn how to crack an egg on demand to go over medium. That's a lonely feeling. And so there's a lot of times that happened. But there is a group. It felt really good to be part of this group even for one night. And there's at least 50 of us. And they divided us into different pods. And they asked us what our vision was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this goes into my other subject. I'm starting a full-time concierge service called Casper Concierge.
Cool.
So what you do is that you say, well, this is what I want to do. And then they'll say, oh, well, this is great. And what happened automatically is like there's this one guy said, well, I want to do this, but I can't do this. And there's another gentleman says, well, you can do this. Maybe reduce your hours with the state, and then you can do this for yourself. So there's all this energy that you're just watching this, and you know
that's
what happens when people come together.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about the next one. So I'm encouraging anybody out there, and obviously you guys.
Is this Breakthrough 307 or Biz 307? Okay,
it's the same thing. Breakthrough 307 is like a workshop. So it's a workshop phase.
Cool. Okay.
And so what happens after the workshop phase is that you probably have a pretty solid business plan.
Yeah.
And then what Biz 307 comprises of investors, angel investors, they're opening entrance into this group is $100,000.
Wow.
So I think CADA's contributed $100,000, and then we have other people. So you have this incubator aid, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what is awesome about this.
Oh my God, this is so cool. This is probably the coolest thing.
And you know, Sean and I have talked about our little business deals because Sean's in business for himself. I'm in business for you guys doing our own thing.
I'm doing a $700 business over here.
It's still good. Yeah, but see, that's the market success.
Sitting on that $700 $1 bills in your pocket, John.
Don't tell Uncle Sam, because I ain't paying taxes on them trucks.
The other cool part about this group is that it comprises of other people that help out. I was one of the six people for the retail liquor license, which I didn't win. John Huff got it. And I love John, so congratulations, Sean.
I loved everyone involved in that.
Yeah.
But
one of the things that it did provoke, and we talk about downtown synergy, is like, look who else is going for a restaurant, right? You got Pete Maxwell and Galloway's.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all this stuff going on. You got the Wonder Bar now, right. With Cersei's and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's
a shake up at what you said, the downturn.
Yeah, but now it's going to kind of, but downtown is going to, well, yeah, now
it's a shake up at a downturn, see?
Yeah, we're here.
But we have we have a lot of things happening, though. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I said, with the downturn, we can always think of things that we can do.
Right.
So now, well, we know that the cities invest a lot with the David Street Plaza, mm-hmm. which is great, you know. It's a
great thing.
Great thing. Hopefully we'll get it done. We have the huge thing, which is this eclipse. And I don't know if people really realize this. I don't know if you guys remember when Garth Brooks was in town, but that was huge for Casper. And that was like 10,000 more people for 2 days. We're talking about 40 to 50,000. We're talking about almost doubling
the population. I've heard estimates of up to 100. So I think that's right.
High. I went to the seminar, but NASA
did for for the rich people that can afford to travel here from all around the world.
Right.
I think Casper is like number one on NASA's viewing.
Yeah,
thing.
We are. And I can tell you that NASA's already talked to a few of my friends about they're setting up camp. One of the things about
I hope the aliens show up then. And it'll be just like an Independence Day where
I'll do the Bill Pullman speech.
The number one thing that's really important is the infrastructure to handle this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's going to be the big one.
Yeah,
is like we're going to have to do things for downtown. That was one of the things we have to come up with a committee
right now.
Yes. We have a committee for downtown.
Buy a junky apartment building. Then even pick one in town. Fix it up.
We probably need to have Uber by then. Of course, that's one thing your concierge service is tackling.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, if you can sustain even a small part of that influx,
I'm trying.
That's why you have to you're definitely going to have to start
cover.
To like.
I've got.
Your,
yeah, I'm trying
have
to cover
get
it
your
all.
Name out there so that people know.
That's
like
what I'm doing right
what?
Now.
They don't have, they don't have no fucking Uber here. Well, dude, actually, here's this card for Jackie's concierge.
We have to walk places.
Well, people don't realize that that's going to just be, it, in terms of the camping.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of, it, and they're like, oh, it's only for 3 days. I'm like, no. It's going to take us, starting in March, if the city's smart enough.
If I had an acre of land anywhere near this city, I would start turning it into a campground immediately.
Yeah,
like,
better go buy
laying out spots, all that shit.
It's just like Sturgis. It's just like Sturgis.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm trying to do is set up my service to where, and a lot of it has to do with insurance, Uber and Airbnb. You're risking a lot. You can do it, but you don't know who you're going to get.
Right.
You don't have the time to do the credit checks. So the business that I'm creating is going to have that opportunity.
Right.
So you can do it. And we don't have B&Bs, but we sure have a lot of people that have nice houses with mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I've got friends that I'm like, hey, take you and your wife and kid for 5 days.
Right.
I'll charge $1,500. You'll get $1,500. After that $1,500, you're going to have they're going to have the place for 5 days, and then when they leave, the insurance can be covered, make sure nothing happens.
Right.
And then I'm going to send a cleaning crew in there, and they're going to clean up after that.
Awesome.
And then you're going to come home, and you're going to have a check for $1,500.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
Boom.
But you'll have missed the eclipse. Sucker!
There's people that are like Sturgis. Yeah.
I know. There are people who don't care at all.
Yeah, they don't care. And then
they'll miss the aliens.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they won't be there. Dude, the beginning of the reaping.
I was just gonna go hop in my truck's little camper, my little camper on the back of my pickup, and don't tell my landlord, but rent out my apartment for the weekend for $2,000.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. And I'm sure that
put some cameras in my own place. And I'll sell the video afterwards. I think I'm multi level.
That's funny. I got it all covered.
Oh, okay, so we kind of got sidetracked.
But we digressed.
I think there was a lot of this entrepreneur group, you were talking about. How do people who their interests have just been piqued, how do people find out how to join this, how to come be part
when
of
you
their
meet,
work?
You can go out and talk with Amber Pollock at Backwards Distillery. Oh,
recommended.
But, and then they do have a Facebook page.
Awesome.
Which is Breakthrough 307.
Cool.
.com or
.com
or
just
Facebook.
On Facebook.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Okay. He's your landlord, so you can talk to him.
Sure.
Personally,
he used to be my landlord. I think we're still pals every time we see each other.
Yeah, I don't think Charles is the one that holds grudges. You know.
Oh no. No. I mean, I left there on good terms. He was actually very fatherly to me when I left because I left that place to go live with the girl, and he was just like, he's like, Sean, you know, I really hate to see you go. Now, are you sure this is what you want to do? I mean, I don't, you know, I'm
he
not
was
trying,
a lot nicer to you I'm than I was to, when I kicked
he's
you
like,
out.
Oh, hell yeah, he was. No, but he was like,
you've got fired and kicked out in the same day.
Yeah, well, yeah, but deservedly so. But that's another story.
You
but
should
like,
But
Charles was so cool. He's just like, now, he's like, I know you're a big boy and you know what you're doing, but, you know, I'd hate to see you move out. You got, you know, that apartment downtown and, you know, and then this thing doesn't work out with this girl. And in a couple months, you know, you're just, you know, ain't got a pot to piss in. He's like, are you sure this is what you want to? He was like, very cool.
It's good.
I was like, oh yeah, dude, I know what I'm doing. Charles, like, well, three months later, I was fucking out on my
classic
ass.
Classic sage landlord.
Staying with my mom. I was like, God, that Charles, he's a smart guy.
He
well,
was
okay,
trying,
but Charles
he was
trying,
to dude, tried to keep yeah. me in there. Yeah, no. But
so
he's
I know that you know, we just had a meeting a couple of weeks ago. I do believe they're going to have one in December, and I will be letting all you know about
okay.
it.
Awesome.
I suggest anybody to go with this. Anybody that has
yeah.
a great idea.
And so check out the Facebook page and find out where, you know,
Facebook
that's where
page,
you can kind of
or Charles himself, go down
yeah.
to Wolcott Gallery and look for him. He's
yeah.
usually down
Charles
there.
And
Candy
Charles.
Yeah, Charles.
We always say that. Charles and Charles of our day and is our life. We
and
didn't really know the words.
I want Charles in charge.
Here's
of
the
me.
Great part about this group, and this is another thing, and what I got to learn. When I went through the retail liquor license process, I came up with a business plan, but I did go to SBA and Miss Cindy.
SBA.
Small Business Association.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
SBA is where you go. When you got an idea, I'm going to say, Sean, you got an idea? Yeah, I got an idea.
Yeah,
do you need money?
Files.
Yeah,
she's
I need
first,
money.
Yeah.
She's the person that you go
I
to.
Did, I have oh, talked
nice.
To her.
Right?
She was like, here's what you do. Write letters.
Yep.
Get people to say how many people would buy your service. You need to do
somebody
this.
Somebody like Cindy.
Sure
Cindy should be making way more money because she's doing this for
her
free.
Heart's in it.
Wow.
And she's
Whoa.
At that meeting. And she's at Breakthrough.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you've got
you
her on your team. And you got a team like
Yeah.
this
if you have a great idea
yeah.
and all you need is somebody that goes here's how great ideas
yeah.
become reality this
right.
is what you do
right.
then
Cindy will
person.
Do it Cindy
she's
will like that isn't going to work here this is why
yeah.
and
have
she'll
you thought
like,
of this and you're going to go what
nope. no and she does
I'm a geek about my thing
and
I'm not
Cindy's
thinking
been
about
here,
business I'm thinking about
whole
my thing
life.
That I'm obsessed with
she's
well,
been a restaurant
say, like,
bar too so obviously
oh,
she
yeah.
can forecast things
yeah I was going to say like how you guys broke up into little groups and pods
oh, awesome.
I mean it takes somebody that knows a thing or two about putting on a seminar or like
right.
what you know group think tank mm-hmm. thing, like, things like
yeah.
that you know to
I'm so excited
to
about the next
like
one
that.
And like I said, we weren't selling each other.
Yeah.
What we were there is like a bunch of us like, oh, wow, I have a
You're
great riffing. Idea.
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
so cool to be
and,
able to bounce shit off
Right,
people
and we
like
weren't
that.
Supposed to give out business cards, but we did anyway because we were connecting with everybody so much. We weren't trying to sell anything. You know,
no.
we just
right.
were like, hey,
yeah.
you know, give me a call.
I want to remember
yeah.
you. So,
yeah,
yeah
because
you
were important in
yeah.
this 5-minute discussion that this one guy, you could just see this, you could just see him going, I can do this. And
that's
that is the so best
awesome.
Freaking feeling in the world.
Yeah. Breakthrough.
When you see that feeling,
yeah.
when you know, I'm getting goosebumps. That's
uh-huh.
the best
uh-huh.
feeling in the world.
That is
right.
incredible.
You know why
yes.
people ask why I do what I do? And I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I work every single day. I work almost 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have days off. It's because of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
When
right.
you finally feel that you have someone, I feel
yeah.
like, that's when I was like, oh my God, I made money.
Right.
Yeah.
The
even
beach
those,
did something.
Right.
You
yeah.
know,
even with
I
those dumb
it.
Trump shirts. Like, I was just like, once I like,
they're not
I just,
don't
well,
say that
I just,
no,
well,
they're not.
Even,
by the way, Ben Kissel from Last Podcast on the Left sported his t-shirt for the second time on
no
Last
way.
Stream on the Left.
He worked it again on Last Stream.
Or Cartoon Network's Last Stream on the Left. For the second time.
All right, Kissel, you got good
he
taste.
Likes
we're
and
out.
You're
going
to have to, you know what,
it's
even
it.
If Trump loses, you're going to have those shirts.
It's even better.
Yeah. Oh,
especially if he
better.
Doesn't concede.
It's even better. It's better because then it's more of a deep
well,
fad thing. Then it's
yeah.
kind of like the
yes.
you know
what's cool yeah yeah true dude true remember those fucking shirts that
remember that time that Trump ran and failed horribly and they just propped it up
I'm
the whole time
Sean,
so that they can make ratings
Sean,
and when we find
that
out
might be your
dude we're,
tonight is election
tonight.
Night I don't know if
tonight.
You guys realize
so,
that
so
but all this all the all this is happening right now.
Are we doing predictions?
I don't know.
They predict that Trump gets like 4%, and then they go,
no,
oh,
I think
well,
so.
We
I
would
think
just kind of prop him up there because we wanted y'all to watch the TV.
I think
more.
It'll be incredibly close.
Yeah, it's going to be
really?
Personally.
I think so too, but
like,
I don't know.
Like,
but it's not by
I was talking to
vote.
A friend of mine
by
like
material,
last week,
right.
And he's like, it's going to be a total fucking landslide. I just don't. I mean, just to digress a little on that note, I just want to say there
hold
are,
on,
there
hold
are
on. You should
there,
point out that everyone is going to know the results by the time you
but
listen.
Right,
yeah,
true.
I know, yeah.
Well, there are a
so
lot
let's
of people,
talk about the real important thing that happens tomorrow, okay, right now. Let's come together and be real.
Okay.
Okay.
Armageddon?
Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon come out tomorrow.
Okay.
Which ones are your starter Pokemon?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, dude.
I know nothing
well,
about them.
Again,
I'm
going to age myself
what?
And say I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, you wasted your time voting when you could have been looking up who the starter
no, dude,
Pokemon
because
is.
I was hinging my Pokemon pick on whoever wins the election today.
Oh,
so.
I see.
So,
right. You got any money riding on this thing?
The sun is orange, so you can imagine who will have that pick if they win. And
the moon is cold and dark.
Right, exactly.
So you can pick that.
Exactly. Dude.
All right.
So,
okay. All right.
We got past our political talk.
Yay.
So, anyways, going back to the breakthrough and Biz 307 things, both. I just want to say that those are incredibly great and productive groups that the likes of which I've never heard about ever happening around here, and I think. The groups like that are exactly what Casper has always needed and especially needs right now because, like you said, Jackie, like it's a downturn. People are actually branching out for ideas and like, you know, as if downtown businesses are ever like burgeoning and bringing in loads of money. They're not. But like especially it's important now. And like I love that people are opening their minds to avenues they wouldn't normally take. And like that might be one of them to actually come together with other people and like. You know, risk opening up and bouncing your business strategy. Like, I don't know much about business, but I've got news for people. Like, your business strategy is probably really similar to your neighbor's business. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they all know that, but it's like, dude, like, we all have to help each other out and, like, send people each other's way, help each other out in any way we can. So,
well, it's like Jackie said, it's building relationships. That is what it comes down to. It
right.
Does.
The downtown
really
Casper business community isn't that immense where that could, that's
no.
like not.
We've
that.
Got, I'll tell you what's happening right now. I've been open 3 years, and so I was opening during just before the downturn. They started saying, what, February?
Right, yeah.
2015 is when they started going down.
Yeah. Became disconcerting.
So in retail, our numbers are real. For retail, it's 50%. You know, we're talking about internet sales and stuff like that. You support your local merchants. They are down 50%. Retail is restaurant is down 30-35%. Bars, believe it or not, are down.
Really?
I talked to three bartenders that are like, and these are the high. And I'm not going to mention the names.
Don't tell
people
bars. Buying liquor on Amazon. God damn it.
I don't think that. It's just that we don't have the... Well, I do see the rig heads coming back, but you just see this up and down, up and down. Now we see the rig heads like at Frosty's or wherever.
Yeah. There are fewer bars, actually. To be honest, it's there are fewer bars now.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got, like I said, and then at the same time, you've got this remodeling, or you got this this change.
A couple things are going to be the next up.
And
you
people,
know,
and see, the merchants don't understand. Some of the merchants... because I'm trying to help them see that because I've never played chess but I'm really good at it I guess in terms of trying to figure out what's going to happen strategy before I think it's really important especially now you know I'm trying to reach out to you know Cersei's to say you know welcome you to downtown we also need you to be a champion for us as well because we all need to work together
they're such great people
they are
really
and I don't know them personally
I love them like
but they don't understand that they are also on top of that the David Street Plaza plus there's all the synergy changing downtown's going to severely change
it is
oh, it is. Is.
And I want to be part of that
I want to turn the whole thing into cobblestones can we do that and just put
new
barricades at the end
to even win over street closures is a big battle for us and we're going to have to do it for the eclipse you know we do it for the balloon fest
right.
now
yeah.
and we
that
open
absurd?
That up
it's absurd.
But you've got to understand that you know it's like why don't merchants stay open later well we've tried it already guys you know we're going to do the late at 8 on Thursday nights.
I guarantee
you know,
if they turn those roads into little like pedestrian walkways, then the traffic would stay there a lot.
Yeah, but see, we don't have the population to do the 16th Street Mall thing. We kind of need the traffic there. We do have an issue with our traffic identity, and I will be bringing this up to the council here soon, to the DDA. We've had 5 studies in the last 22 years, all of them dealing with our two-ways, or one-ways.
Oh, yeah.
And what all those studies say, and by the way, each one of those studies, folks, are $50,000 a piece, and they're for studies. And each one of these studies, we had another one 3 years ago. 3 years ago, we were invited to a meeting, and they said the same thing that I've heard when I was on council. So that was 2001 to 2005.
I do studies. I'll do a one-way study.
Guess what?
We'll split it.
Guess what?
We're 30 grand is all.
Split it.
We
did.
We had the same idea. For studies.
Is that it's outdated. When you had the post office down there by the federal building, that's why the one-ways were built.
The one-way thing is
out. 3 years ago, the city hired another study. Mm-hmm. And the engineer said the same thing. You need to turn your two-ways from your one-ways. Mm-hmm. You got to do it.
Yeah.
They even told us that we had the $400,000 to do it. Guess what? It didn't happen. And
why
so,
would that cost $400,000? All you got to do is paint some lanes and change the lights. I know.
Was it people?
You know those
it?
Lights aren't cheap, Sean.
No, I know that for sure. Well, I mean, just reprogram the existing.
You know, and you got the islands in the middle and all.
But
of that.
Of course,
So we also do that. We do studies and we.
I mean, I work for the
city. We turn street lights around.
Yeah. We are some of the most productive workers, contrary to popular belief.
No, they are.
I work with are like pretty productive. I mean, you know, so every now and again you'll have like a, you know, like 50% Friday or something like that.
That's what the city calls it.
No, the city does. No.
Yeah,
and don't let that get out. That's between me and a couple of people.
We all have 50
just kidding.
Fridays.
We're 50% Friday. I'm never going to tell my employees that.
I can't speak for the whole city, but everyone that I've ever seen that works for the city is like very good at their job, very adept, and like especially my work group is outstanding, and like everybody totally kicks ass. Their job,
smart group,
actually, like I mean, like for what the city council over the last 3 decades has allotted the infrastructure that I work on in the sewage department, we fucking do a pretty good job of keeping things.
The city really needs to look at that.
For sure.
They keep on putting. That was talked about when I was on council. So what is that, 2001?
Yeah.
When we knew about the wastewater.
Wow.
And we were talking $30 million, $40 million. Guess what? We're still talking about it. And it gets put to the back burner now.
And that's all public record stuff. I'm not like, I don't know any inside stuff from the city.
I do. And then it's ridiculous that we should be fixing our infrastructure. You know, Flint, Michigan, there's a reason why that
happened. We did the bridges this year. Everybody knows. Everybody bitched for the whole summer, but we did the bridges.
Thank you for doing the bridges, brother.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. But, you know.
City employees, Casper City employees are proud of.
Some of the brightest, some of the coolest, some of the longest standing Casper locals that I know.
They do.
We don't just lean on shovels, contrary to popular belief. I always thought that shit,
That's all.
Well, that's because there can only be so many people down in the trench, and what you see upside is just a couple dudes that may have previously been working their tits off, and
also
they happen to be standing.
You don't
light their shovel now,
more than two smokes with one match, because there might be a German sniper, right?
I'm worried about that, dude. Like, there's so many people that hate the city. I've been like, well, goddamn, this is a rough neighborhood. It's all right, dude. I'm just a lowly sewer guy, man.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
Going back to downtown things again, I would just like to also mention that we have brought down the winter farmer's market.
Oh, yes.
Which has been traditionally done out at the fairgrounds.
Right.
Cassandra Bush and her group.
Oh, yeah.
That's Food for Thought, right?
Food for Thought. We sat down and talked, and she goes, I need to spot, and I was like, well, since I didn't get the retail liquor license for the Woolworth building, we might as well just let's do farmer's market there.
Cool.
So we do have our downtown winter makers market is what it's called.
Makers market.
And that's so we just had our first one this last Saturday, and we had over 300 people. They stopped counting after 300.
Nice.
Well, the cool part was is that were tons of people when I read the Facebook posts that didn't know about all the businesses downtown.
Yeah.
Like, yes, oh my god, still. We didn't even, I know, that's why I'm like, we need a webpage, we need an app.
But you can't always assume that everybody knows. They don't. You never know.
Hey, this is my third restaurant. Yeah. People still are like, oh, we didn't know you were here. That's why I've been advertising. Yeah, I was like, well, I got to do something.
Right.
But the farmer's market obviously is one of those things and opportunities. Right. So what we are doing, we're doing one. Well, we did the first one November. The next one is December 10th, and hopefully I'll have some music.
I hope so,
because we want it to be more community-oriented. We do want our local musicians. Right. I'm a local musician pusher anyway, but this is an opportunity to sell your merch.
Right.
To sell your Christmas party events.
Yes. I mean,
everybody has to make money. It's the downtime now. It's recording and Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And I know that they had over 20, and I think that they're going to have to rearrange it because it was really nice and crowded. So the next one's December 10th.
Cool.
And then starting in January, they're going to have two a month, so that's on the Saturdays.
Awesome.
Oh, cool. By
the way. That is awesome.
So
yeah, that's going to be awesome. So it's basically going to be what they were doing.
It's at the Downtown Grill. I call it the old Woolworth building.
Next to you, right?
Next to Jackie's Bistro. Well, next to Emily.
Oh, sure. Jade Elephant.
At the Jade Elephant, which is another local business.
Yes, yes, yes. We love it.
Spend a lot of my money there.
If you haven't been there in a while, it's across the street from Blue Tower.
And right across the street from... But anyway, so I just want to let people know we have the Farmer's Market downtown, and we will have two a month from January through May.
Awesome.
And then they'll go into their regular schedule at the Nicolaysons. So.
Awesome.
And that brings everybody downtown. And like I said, it gives us some more of an identity. And I'm trying to make a banner so we can, before the webpage, we're going to have to do something quick. So I'm trying to get all the businesses on there, all the hours, the days that they're open. Highlight the people that are open on Sundays.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few of us there.
Yeah, right. Sundays. Yeah. Sundays, that's when we visit you. Yeah,
I know. That's what I love Sundays. Yeah, everybody goes, I can't believe you're open on Sundays.
Oh, my God,
oh, my God, it's my biggest day.
The best hangover medicine in the world. Jackie's.
Well, and I think it was actually last Sunday we were down there.
It was busy.
And, yeah, there was, like, right when Andy and I left, there was, like, a six-top of, like, umpteen-year-olds that came in.
They came
and
in.
Umpteen-year-olds? Yeah, like some umpteen-year-olds.
And it becomes a trend. The restaurant becomes a trend.
They're all going in there, and you can tell them, they're looking around, and like, man, it's awesome. It's awesome.
But what did I have to do? I had to win them over. That's right. Build relationships.
Yes,
I didn't sit in there and wait for those guys to go, oh, there's no room. I had to go out there.
Yeah.
I had to talk to them. I had to say, hey, listen, don't go to England.
Be appealing to them somehow.
Something against those guys, but, you know, we're great.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and they'll accommodate you. And they believed me.
Yeah.
And they
Now they believe in you, Jackie.
Yeah. Just saying, you have to sell it. You have to become a brand.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's where this breakthrough 307, you have to be relevant.
I mean, seriously, those kids wanted, they were hoping there's a place like this somewhere that they
would treat as like.
I always did.
And they're like, exactly.
And I ended up getting to work there.
That's why Garden Creek.
That's what I do. I go to the top.
Yeah.
Like, dude. Good times.
Right to the heart of the operation.
If I could work here, I could get some of this stuff for free, baby.
It was like 2 days before I kicked him out or something. I mean, I remember the dirty socks.
No, it was five.
All over.
It was five because I had like 5 days worth of dirty socks. Like,
yeah, I had dirty socks.
I was like, oh, this is no big deal to me, but to Jackie it was obviously just like absolutely
you're
astounding.
Big dude.
And then like plus I didn't show up to work 2 days in a row in the morning.
And he lived with me.
Or I was late one day.
I
and
went
like,
across the street.
And then the next day I think I was hanging out with Zach Plowman and his dad's house was like at the base of the mountain. And I was just like, oh, fuck these, I'm already late to work. And I called Jackie like, hey, I'm really trying to get there. I wasn't trying. I had no ride.
You should have fired him.
Dude, I hire people that no one else wants to hire.
That's great.
The dregs.
No, I had that or the Rainbow Family. It was either them or the Rainbow Family.
Totally. The Rainbow Family was soon afterwards. And then I still ate there. And I think I even ended up living with a member of the Rainbow Family.
That's right.
Yeah. Sean, I'll take you in, buddy. I was like a block away. Like,
great. I got a lot of socks. I got like one garbage bag.
I was a downtown boy.
I love Jen. I still
she's so rad. She's way cool.
We went to Sturgis together. Oh, she's a great girl. She had bulbar nipples. Like, she's got nipples.
She's the first one who told me who Jello Biafra's real name was, and I was like, you're so fucking cool.
Yeah. Jen is cool.
Eric Boucher, she said. And I was like, it's gotta be Boucher, but that's cool.
Yeah, we had cool people.
That's cool. You still blew my mind, though, even though you pronounced it wrong. It's still
like, no way, because that was, like, pre-internet, like, you know, like, really.
I think I covered everything.
That was awful. Please plug all your sites.
We're not
sites.
Even close to done.
Oh, no, we're not. Oh. I'm going to let her plug her stuff before I...
Okay, yes.
I guess. Oh, well, I guess I should plug the fact that I have a bistro named Jackie's Bistro right across from Lou Talbert's.
It's amazing.
We are open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. We do breakfast all day. We do delivery orders, special orders. Just give us a day or two to get ready for them. Mm-hmm. We definitely do to-go orders now. And we are on our way of getting a liquor license, so here we'll be doing mimosas, and
nice.
I am planning on, we are looking for another place. I am planning on trying to open up another lunch and dinner place, but it's going to be centered around music.
Oh, so fantastic. We are,
that sounds really cool. I do have somebody that's
like
partners with that we are looking. But we want something to where we're
I will start a salsa band if this happens.
That's awesome. Oh my god, I would love to see
I'm
you.
Not playing drums.
Are you going to the table with Libby's salsa band? I think that's next week. She's got a salsa group.
Does she really? That's
table.
Cool. Oh yeah, the table. That's
I'll let you know about that. But that's next Monday, I think.
Cool. Oh man.
So, see, like I said, we have so many cool things.
Yeah, the table. Well, that's in the Atrium Plaza, right?
You need to get Libby and her. Yeah, you need to get Libby.
It's for people of either
non-denominational, whatever, spiritual,
theistic sort. Yeah,
it's like D. Lundberg. But another version.
Yeah,
I feel like it's like just another gathering of minds. That's just
if you're religious, cool. If you're not,
if you're not,
that's why it's called the table. Everyone's welcome.
And
to
I know that they're having a dinner tomorrow with the city of Casper. So by the way,
that's awesome.
So 5:30 is like a soup thing, and then at 7
Wednesday night tonight when this comes out, right? Or
Thursday?
Oh, Thursday. Well,
it passed it
last night. That's all right.
Hey, last night was awesome.
So you couldn't make it, but
sorry, you couldn't make it.
It was probably cool. We'll put something out on.
But anyway, they're having something, I believe, Monday night, and I believe they have a salsa soup type of thing. But tomorrow having a City of Casper entrepreneurial type of direction.
Awesome.
Type of gathering tomorrow.
I love that too. The city council has been very much more open to certain things.
Some members have.
Yes, yeah, some
we'll
members
see,
have.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I can't wait to see the. I'm hoping Amanda.
The results
it's in
tomorrow.
Toward one. That's another thing with downtown business and politics. You're only successful if your council is behind you in terms of things that you get done.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing that we are trying to encourage the merchants to do, and I probably will end up running in 2 years.
It's every 2 years, right?
If Amanda gets it, then that's awesome. And Bob Hopkins is pretty awesome, too, and he's our liaison. But we need to have representation regardless.
We do.
And it sucks. You lose a lot. You lose your privacy. You know, they get to dig up whatever they want to dig up or make you look bad in the eyes of everybody. But as long as you hang on to the fact that you're doing, you're making a difference and helping
the
process along and helping this town along. Because I'm going to probably grow old and die here. I've buried both my parents.
I'm going
now.
To
love this town. I can't.
I've embraced that fact.
I can't wait to be here
for
the rest of my life.
Yeah. We love it here.
Yeah, cool.
You can go through four seasons in 45 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
So please visit Jackie at Jackie's Bistro. See her page on Facebook. But yes, go eat Jackie's Bistro.
Go have some breakfast. Do yourself a favor.
And if you've got that entrepreneurial spark going, then do what I'm definitely going to do and go check out Breakthrough 307.
Badass. I love it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, really so cool. We're going to go into our next segment.
Phase 2. Phase the Lights to Know.
Yeah. The Book of Questions.
The Book. You flip it up and a breeze flies through the room and just freezes on the page.
It's one who did it last time? Was it you? Okay. Sean, it's your turn.
Turn to pick?
Because I was first.
I think we learned that
random.
You just flip and you
grab. For sure. Yeah. Flip and grab. We'll see.
But now, feel it. I mean, since,
feel
the energy.
Since it's my pick, I am going to relinquish my pick to our guest tonight, Jackie.
Oh,
all right. I love it.
Yes. So you just
so
flip
what do
it
I
open
do?
To
you feel the book, yes. Angel cards. They're speaking to you. You find the question.
Right here.
Okay.
The question finds you.
Do you judge others by higher or lower standards than you judge yourself?
Wow.
Ooh, okay, so start with that one.
Whoa.
Good.
That's it.
Follow up. Okay, so do you judge others?
So how are we doing this?
Higher?
We're going to do our quick answers, and then we'll let Jackie really give her real answer.
It's kind of, okay.
I Yeah, it should be the person to the left. Let's do clockwise. I like that.
Are you guys making me do this first?
Is no, Sean's first.
Yeah, oh,
we'll
Sean.
We'll give you, yeah. We'll give you the most.
Okay, so do you judge people by higher or lower standards than you judge yourself? Okay, I think I judge people for the most part by, I don't know. I would have to say, well, if I am being judgmental, then it's probably obviously higher standards than I judge myself by. But it's usually mostly when I'm driving. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I would have totally used my left blinker right there. That is bullshit.
I would have done the right thing. You did the wrong thing.
The absolute wrong thing. There's one thing that I've been good at since I was 16. It's fucking driving.
Exactly.
But, but like,
I love it.
All
right.
I like that.
But, you know, as far as like, actually, like as far as judging people, I've realized that a lot of the, like, I think what comprises most of the judging that I probably do as a human being is like on moral standards, and like I think that I make myself abide by fairly high morals. I don't always do the most moral thing, and like I get down on myself a lot about, like, you know, not getting back to people or not answering phone calls. Sometimes I tell a little,
how dare you?
Sometimes I tell a little fib that, like, sorry, I can't go out tonight, dude, just because I feel like sitting home playing Xbox or whatever. But like,
now they know.
But like, you know, well,
but I use
they've probably known for years.
Guys, but, sorry, I don't feel like I need to play some Mass Effect. I'm sorry, I'm
but I don't know, dude. I'm sure that I think I hold myself to fairly high standards. I think I have for most of my life.
And I know you, and I would say
I've gone through a lot of years of like self-criticism and whatnot that, you know, it's just, I don't know. I think I hold myself to fairly high standards, and I'm not a perfect person by any means, and I am a total fuck up in a lot of ways, but when I do judge people, I would say it's more along the lines of moral standards, so I probably do judge people highly, and I don't know if that's higher than I judge myself, but I fucking get pissed, and I get actually, somebody not putting on their fucking left blinker is an allegory for life. Because if you're not gonna let the fucking huge line of traffic that is depending on you, that's behind you, to know what the fuck you're doing, then that is your fucking bad, dude. Alright? And sometimes my buddy, as my buddy at work, fucking one of the funniest dudes I've ever met, Brody, I don't think he'd mind me using his name, told me, he's like, dude, do you ever just feel like following someone to their house and like pulling up like by their driveway, and like once they step out of their car, like just be like, hey dude, hey, will you test your left blinker for me? And like when they flip it on, you're like, oh cool, cause it didn't fucking work back there, you know? So it's like,
yes,
it's
all
like,
right, you got the real answer now. Okay, good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, I guess that's about as good an answer.
That's a great
one. Yeah,
that's great. Thanks, okay. Thanks for really. as
that was very truthful. That was Sean.
That was Sean.
Yeah. That was Sean.
Okay, my answer. I definitely hold my other people to a lower standard than I do myself, because I always give the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
And I never give myself the benefit of the doubt ever,
right,
because I know, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, I know where my doubts are.
Right, right, right.
You know, so.
Yep.
So I definitely, you know, I do. And if I start getting really mad at a person, I start looking for where the benefit of the doubt is. Okay.
Right, right, right.
Maybe that guy didn't put on his
right
blinker because his, you know, he just found out that his father got in a car wreck.
Right.
So I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I
yeah
hold myself to a very high standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know. So by that logic, I like all you people, but I'm not such a great guy all the time because I
right
whatever. But
dude, that's a
hey
wonderful path to take.
Yeah.
So you are like that too, man. I'd say that's
yeah
also very truthful.
Yeah,
you're very much just very forgiving and
yeah
very God. There's a word for it that I can't think of, but just
a lot of empathy.
Yeah, empathetic.
Yes, that's just
empathetic.
Yeah. Right.
That is exactly how I am. I am an extreme empath, but I don't see that as a fault, Joe. I don't think that's holding it
lower. Well, it's not necessarily a fault.
Well, I'm gonna cheat a little bit and say I don't feel like it's lower. I think that's connecting to people, and I know that's not part of the question, but I feel like it's more of like I don't see it as judging, you know, high or lower. I don't like these different labels of things. It's just, for me, I try to put myself in that position. And maybe to some people it would seem like a fault because I may come across as, oh, you're giving that person too much credit or whatever. But who's to say that I wouldn't want that to happen to me if I were in the same position? And it's like one of those things that's like a reciprocation kind of thing that I think that does come back to you in the end.
Yeah. Sometimes you get tired. You kind of get tired.
No, but I know what you're saying. Like, that there are some times when people can take advantage of that and that people will use that to their
become
advantage.
More guarded, and then you're like, I don't know if I should be guarded.
It's definitely not a power
about
position.
This.
It's very much a...
But
there's a different type of power. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Right. I think that it's... I think that it's good. I don't know. I don't like to use the label good either. I just can relate to you in that same way that I...
So you're just copying my answer?
I think that's empathy. No, I was going to cheat and say, I don't think it's judging because I don't like to think of it as judging. It's just like I go off of more of a feel, and I don't know what that would be necessarily. I don't know if it's higher. I don't know if it's lower. I just go off of a feel of the situation.
It's empathy,
and I'm using
that's what you're
my,
using. Right.
Like Sean said, morality, but in my words, experience to know how I'm going to react to a situation.
I have to agree with everybody, and I think, too, the word judgment kind of... doesn't mean to be a negative tone.
It's got a negative connotation.
But it has, that's the word I was looking for.
Yes.
Judgment, to me, is defined by two things. Judgment, to me, is like the judge and justice, right? So when I look at this question, that's not what I see.
Right.
And so I see it as a negative. That's why you're like justifying why you had it. You're like,
Sure.
I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to justify anything.
I was dealing with it head on.
Yeah, you were. And what's interesting is that I deal with this on a daily basis at work because I'm probably the hardest person I know that works. I know that there are other people that work hard, if not harder than I do. But when you have people that work for you, it's really hard.
Right.
You have to be empathetic about them. I deal with people with issues. The reason why I keep doing what I do it is not just for me, because believe me, I don't make a lot of money, but it's because I have families that depend on this business to thrive. We talk about local economy. It isn't about me.
Right.
It isn't even about the bistro. It's about the fact that I'm feeding five kids in one family, and you know, I have my other guy that, you know, he's helped me. He's so loyal.
Well, it becomes even deeper. It's a human connection.
It's a human connection.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to judging, when I look at that, I'm like, I don't judge. I try not to judge because when you do that, you make yourself better than somebody else.
Yeah, it's different when you make a judgment
call. Or you start second guessing yourself, which I tell my son, I tell everybody, don't second guess yourself. You can make mistakes.
Right.
I make mistakes every day, but I do not second guess myself.
Yeah.
I know that I'm good at what I do. I know that my food tastes good.
Right.
I know I'm a good businesswoman.
Doubt
I know
is a
I'm
dream
a good
killer.
Mom. It is a dream killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so
you
I
think
always
that's failure. The tagline for our podcast.
Doubt is a dream killer, but failure is a dream maker.
Fuck yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Because if you face failure
over
and over, and like you realize what it makes you do, just like our local economy is in a way starting to fail, at least falter, and it's opening its wings and spreading them to see how it's going to jump
off
this cliff.
Door closes, one opens. I used to hate that just because I always thought that was just an excuse, a fallback for somebody. But it's
doors, that's an easy mechanism.
Yeah,
way to pick an easy
but
one.
It actually is really true.
It is. It's reality.
And you know, and a lot of things I judge by is by common sense.
Right.
I always
say, you're either born
where a door closes, a serial killer just walked in your house.
Yeah.
I've been having issues with locked doors.
Locking doors because vampires will take the year inviting them in.
I know.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Wow.
My saying is, when one door closes, only pussies jump out the window.
Yeah. Or those who are already on fire.
So.
Okay.
Just kidding. That was a good question.
The Book of Questions.
Thank you, Book of Questions.
Hey, purchased at Wind City Books.
Love that, Casper. That's the coolest bookstore I've ever been in because I've been in ones that had a better hook or a better location or whatever, like they had a thing, but that place, man, that place is like a
dude.
It's a wonderful place to spend 2.5 hours.
As far as a hook on accident, if you go in there, you'll be hooked. You know,
it's the smell of the coffee. And then just the
company,
ambience.
The people who work there,
the relationships, right?
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that? He was not the most perfect character out of my
field. Like, don't talk about him right now, but like, Hugh is the most amazing.
He's one of the best human beings I've ever
met. He would hate that we're talking about him.
And, right. You know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to bleep out his name, and it'll be so perfect because he'll be the unspoken Hugh.
But not
the guy at the bookstore.
But not only Hugh, also Vicky is the other caller. Vicky is incredible as well.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why the merchants need it.
When you go to downtown Casper. You don't get that everywhere else.
They know what you like. They know.
Exactly.
They know what
I mean.
It's relationships.
And it's not just like, hey, this is a great business maneuver to make my pockets really fat.
No.
Like, Vicky and they've been there since...
Sorry, whatever.
I don't know when they started.
About
2010 or something like that.
10 years, I think. 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Something.
But it's not because they're rolling in the Benjamins.
No.
It's because they're there. They have the people who show up first thing in the morning and get their coffee and sit down and they talk. And that's where their social interactions for the entire day begin.
Exactly.
You know? And she's providing a place for that, a place for people to discover things that change your life. I mean, books change your life.
The people that just go in there and are like, what? Or to the regulars that are amazing that you're like, oh, I know you like this. Let me show you what just came out.
The staff that they have are some of the most qualified staff at a bookstore that I've ever known.
Dude, this is what I would say if I were the CEO of Walmart right now. I'd be like, all right, dude. All right. Our greeters that we have at the door, those are the people that make the customers feel welcome. What we should do is make a store where the greeter at the door is actually the owner of the store. Oh my God, it's downtown Casper. Holy shit, dude.
There you go. Nice.
Only they're not retirees with nothing to do but have fake smiles. They're actually genuine people that have a vested interest in making you happy because they're your neighbors and friends.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sorry.
Great. Also, the greeters at Walmart are nice. Yeah. And they're nice people.
They're fresh.
Well, there's exceptions. But...
I'll be a bad. I'll be a bad at some point.
I just don't want to do that. When I grow old.
Oh my God,
that's the one thing.
I want to go into Wind City Books and have my coffee in the morning.
There you go.
That's what I want.
And your wife will probably still be working there.
Yes. Yeah. And have my breakfast at Jackie's.
And you know what, dude? I think anybody who's willing to just get their hands dirty every now and again and put in the work, they can do whatever they want in this life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I know that every person and every merchant that works in downtown Casper is doing exactly that.
Yeah.
And all it takes is that thing that has been in existence since the dawn of humanity that makes us all work together because we are a social species. And that is talking to your neighbors and getting together.
Community. Yeah.
Having a community.
That's right.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
It's all about community.
It's that one component that needs to be shared and had. Yep. And the customers will come.
Take part in it.
The customers are part of the community, and we will all get through this downturn together if we all
stick together. That's right.
So everybody's got to win, man. So
yay! Yeah.
Cheers, right, dudes.
That's a great sentiment. Can we end on that?
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been another episode of No Label Roundtable, and we will see you in 2 weeks with another special guest and another local business entrepreneur in our lead up to Small Business Saturday.
Awesome. It's going to be great. Go downtown. Woo!